Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. I'm grateful you're here. This Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the 15th of February, 2026. I am grateful for this question that I'm about to share with you because it is not one that most people ask me. And it's, in a way, it is a very daring question to ask. And how kind of this person. This comes, all right, are you ready? Remember yesterday we had Craig from San Diego, well, into Southern California, and now his wife. And she told me to say that she's Craig's wife and to address her that way. But anyway, we'll leave that alone. How should one live in this world for the sake of love? And then she goes into a litany of things that she's gone through where her human heart broke and that it all just seems futile. Her kids didn't turn out the way she had hoped. Her husband didn't turn out the way she had hoped. Nothing that she ever loved, as she said, ever amounted to anything in her life. She is, shall we say, depressed, been on antidepressants for many, many moons and all of that. And again, said the same thing to me that hubby said. I didn't listen to you. I just didn't listen to you. I thought you were saying things that didn't apply to me. Blah, blah, blah. Well, this is true with most people. As you listen to these podcasts or watch me on TV or listen to my discourses or read the journal or my commentary, if you're brave enough, these things don't seem relevant to the fantasy life you probably live. And in this fantasy life that you have, you think that you're this, that, and the other. Popular ideas are my poop don't stink, or I'm a little princess, or I shouldn't have to go through all this. I deserve better, things like that. These are all, this is all bullshit. It just really is. And it's human bullshit. And we like it so much that we ingratiate our entire life to these concepts and beliefs that have nothing to do with the reality of our life at all. Nothing. Nada. And then we live absent from this thing, this meaning, this significance of life. And we wonder why our circumstances and our conditions are the way they are. No one in this life is punishing us. You have to understand that. I'm not being punished for being rude, lewd, and crude. I'm not being punished for being a dope, an idiot. I'm not. The whole problem of what goes on is I set forth the countenance of my life through the way I live in the intent of my living. And if I don't understand my livingness, if I don't have any significance in my livingness, I'm going to have a very difficult time with my circumstances. I'm going to be a part of this, that, and the other in society, politics, religion, philosophy, hate, anger, you know, all that stuff that we like so much that we will pay money to watch on movies or YouTube or Netflix or whatever. We will actually pay to hate, to learn how to hate and why we should hate. And we have a president right now who is very much into that vindictiveness and is trying to make his life our life. And it isn't hard. And you have to ask yourself, who came first, the politician or me? Me as the individual that is enamored with hatred and fear and anger. Well, if you really look at it, I mean, really look at it, you'll see I came first. The product became first, and then there came the distributor of that product, and that would be politicians and religion, society in general. And when you start to understand any of this, if you can, which most people can't and refuse to, then you begin to really realize why your life is the way it is. How do you live in this world? How do you live in love in this world? You have to let love live you. You don't live it. It lives you. And if you don't understand that, if you are incapable of understanding that, it is only because, as Gibran said, you feel the pain of too much tenderness. And in that tenderness that you are seeking within yourself, you lose it. Because you can't look at your life and say, I need to change. I need to get out of this form I'm in psychologically and emotionally, whereby I only live for what I can get or for what pleasures me, what allows me to think in terms of my wish that I was or am, you know, thinking that maybe you're entitled, that you shouldn't be treated the way you're being treated, or that your life should be better than the way it is. My life and your life are the only way they can be until we realize that our lives can only be the way we are. And when that finally hits home with us, when we finally begin to see that, that is when things start to move in another direction. But this takes a great deal of inner work. This means you have to forsake what it is you believe about yourself and live in the confines of living in simplicity, living more simple, not living for complications, and realizing that wanting more is a complication, to accept where you find yourself, that is all a part of simplicity. That is what will bring you to love. And then there is the solitude, to sit in quiet, to spend more time in quietude and in that solitude of quietude than in the noise and the haste that you see in the hubbub of what's on TV and what's going on in the world and getting involved in politics as such. I've had students, many, many students, who are more enamored with politics than they are with the matter of their heart. They don't understand. They put themselves in a position to have their heart broken over and over and over. And the human heart isn't very bright. It's just undaunted willfulness on our part. And if you read Robert Sapolsky's work, Determined, you will understand why you won't change. You won't do it. Because you don't want to do it. You don't see any reason to do it. And your biology has set the course for your entire lifetime. This is what has caused you such aggravation in your life. This willfulness. I have friends who, they just don't get it. And they can't admit that their self-righteousness has brought them to a place where they are willing to die in their self-righteousness, rather from their goodness, from the mercy of their goodness. Not many people are much interested in that in this world. And be it as it is, this is the way our world is. This is what we've come to. This is the way we are, just the way we are. So if you really want to live in love, you're going to have to change the manner of your intent and ways. Simplicity, living simple, solitude, living in the quiet, and then living inside yourself as silence. Letting the silence overtake you, allowing it to overwhelm you with its goodness, because goodness is only found in silence. I hope that helped you, Craig's wife, and I remember you, and I'm very, very grateful that I heard from you after all these years. I'm out of here. Have a beautiful day. We'll be back on the air next week. Your comments and questions are welcomed. If you ever have a question, it's greg@aspire.org. See you next week. Namaste.